from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up before the show is over, we will give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to HF Festival Saturday, September 21st at Nationals Park. So keep listening for your chance to score those tickets for free so you don't have to buy them, which is always better. It's always superior. All right, time now for the entertainment page driven by BMW of Fairfax. He may not be the most interesting man in the world, but EB's pal Mike Walker over at BMW of Fairfax has no interest in charging you interest. 2.99% on most X-Series models. Limited time only. More info at BMWofFairfax.com.
By the way, somebody tweeted us earlier that Jason Bishop, who was stressing about his delay.
Yes. Oh, stressing about his trip.
Yeah, but he... Sorry. I got ahead of myself. That Jason Bishop... has a delay.
Oh, no.
I don't know how this guy knows Jason's exact flight, but he tweeted us, LOL, Lurch angrily waited around National Airport during a 90-minute delay, only to miss the twice-a-week connection into Monterey.
Oh, so his delay here caused him to miss...
Right, because he was... Hold on. Let's put the pieces together.
Yeah, let's do this.
There's a flight. Was he flying to Phoenix?
Yes.
Okay, so according to, I don't know how Caddy has Jason's flight information.
He's got his itinerary
But
somehow.
I guess he figured it out. Caddy tweeted us that Jason had to wait 90 minutes for his flight.
Yeah.
Which was, it looked like it was scheduled to leave at 6:49 p.m. on Wednesday.
No, I think that's with the delay, because I remember him saying he was leaving at 5:30.
Yes.
Scheduled to leave at 5:30, okay. So the 6:49 departure makes sense.
It does say here, you can interpret it. It says it was an hour and 19 minutes late.
Yes, and then
so then usually, usually your connector is within like 45 minutes. So I guess he missed his connection.
He said that he had a one-hour buffer period from when his flight landed in Phoenix to when the Phoenix one left for Monterey.
And that flight only goes off
twice. Sounds like twice a day.
Sounds like he's getting to Pebble Beach late.
Is there a
Phoenix to Monterey this morning?
I don't know. This guy claims
we have to look it up.
That the 90-minute delay cost him, it says, to miss the twice-a-week connection
twice
into
a
Monterey.
Week. Not twice a day.
Yeah,
twice
but they'll,
a week.
They'll just reroute him to another city. They'll fly him to Denver to Monterey. Or
I know, but the point is, that's not smooth sailing.
No, yeah.
Poor baby.
Yeah. They'll just have to adapt. Like, I'm guessing then, can't they just fly him, like, Phoenix to San Francisco? How far is San Francisco from Monterey? I don't know.
It's about a 2-hour drive.
Yeah, that's not great. You land and you got to drive 2 hours to your destination.
I mean, you're not going to see him for a month, but when he comes back, he's probably going to be fuming.
He's going to be the saltiest of the salt.
Everyone owes me $1 if he comes back on Monday and he goes, I'm never flying again.
Problem is, he's going to be off for next week.
Yeah, we know
he's in Napa.
Yeah, we know.
So I mean,
his setting.
It could be duller, 10 or 11 days from now, whenever he comes back.
No, but it'll always be reignited.
But we just
anytime
need to
he has future.
We
travel.
Need to remind ourselves when he comes back. Hey, how was that flight in first class?
Oh, man. He had to be so pissed when he found out he was not going to make the connector.
If Phoenix wasn't able to fly to Monterey and he has to get a rental car and drive That's hilarious.
Can somebody text him? Can somebody reach out and text him and just have him check in with us and see what's doing? Where in the world is Jason Bishop?
But it's 6:30 in the morning out there.
Who cares? He's up. He's old.
Our buddy Greg, Greg Height says that I don't think that's true. I talked to Jason at 5:15 last night, and he said he was in his seat on the plane.
Yeah, well, but maybe it was delayed.
I mean, just because you're in your seat. I mean, yeah.
You can be on the tarmac.
You can be on tarmac for 2 hours or however long. All right, we'll try to get to the bottom.
I'll text him right now.
It's a 10-hour, 45-minute drive from Phoenix to Monterey.
He's definitely not doing that. I mean, there's no chance he's driving 10 hours from Phoenix to Northern California. That's just not happening. Oh, man.
Yeah, the drive from Monterey to San Francisco is 2 hours.
Okay.
I was going to say, because when I went to Pebble, I flew into San Fran.
Okay.
That drive was hell.
It wasn't great.
No.
All right, play the EP music again, please, Valdez. I need to get in the mood. What a career glow up for Robert Downey Jr. Reports are, these are from Matt Baloney of Puck News.
He's Matt reporting, Baloney?
His name's Matt Baloney.
B-E-L-L-O-N-I.
Okay. I mean, that sounds like how you'd pronounce it, right?
Sure.
Baloney. I like me some baloney. I know it's a trash lunch meat, but I like it on white bread with mustard. I'm a fan.
So mediocre.
He's reporting that Robert Downey Jr. is set to receive more than $100 million in salary and bonuses for playing Dr. Doom in Avengers Doomsday and Avengers Secret Wars. Additionally, Variety reports the actor's deal includes perks such as private jet travel, dedicated security, and a whole, quote, trailer encampment while he's on set filming the movies. That's in addition to the $500 to $600 million Downey has already earned from Marvel for playing Iron Man in the previous four Avengers movies, three Iron Man films, and cameos in the other MCU films.
This is the thing. Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah.
He could take a salary of $1 or take this. It's not going to affect his life at all.
It won't, but if you think about where his career was in the dumpster before he played Iron Man in 2008. Like, he couldn't even get hired by a lot of major studios because they were worried about his out-of-control drug problem. Like, they would have had to take out, like, huge insurance policies in case something were to happen to him while he's filming something for a studio. So, like, he couldn't even get gigs, like, high-paying gigs before Iron Man came along in 2008. And now he's profited something in the tune of, when it's all said and done, $600 or $700 million. Good for him. I'm guessing when he saw the numbers coming in for what he's going to get paid to do the Dr. Doom bit, they sounded a lot like the nerds who erupted, and we played this a few days ago, I think Valdez has it, when he was revealed as the Dr. Doom character at Comic-Con.
Yeah! Why does that make you laugh so much?
That makes me laugh. Just it's the nerd Super Bowl. They lost their minds when they saw Robert Downey flip his mask up and then he's playing the Dr. Doom character. I mean, $100 million. Just I would guess it's going to be more than $100 million. Probably 150 or 200 million. Good for him. I'm happy for him. He got his life turned around. He got clean and he's cashing in. So good for Robert Downey Jr. All right, I have the top five 2024 songs of the summer according to Rolling Stone. We'll go from five up to number one. Coming in at number five, this is Post Malone featuring Morgan Wallen. I Had Some Help. This is very catchy. I'm neither a big Post Malone or Morgan Wallen guy, but this song is catchy.
When I heard it, I thought fart sound effect.
Yeah.
And then the more times you hear it,
yeah,
it catches on more and more.
It just grows on.
Grows. It definitely grows. It's a lingering song.
Yeah, this is a grow on you too. I mean, it's super auto-tuned, but it's good. Sorry, it's good, in my opinion. Even Drab, who hates music, is kind of nod his head in agreement here.
Yeah, it grows on you.
So this is song number five. of the summer. There's the hook. I'm not going to trample the hook. It's catchy. I could definitely listen to that about 100 times more this summer. Coming in at number 4, Good Luck Babe by Chapel Roan. I've heard of this person. Don't know much about her.
So hot right now.
I think my niece, who's 30, is big into Chapel Roan.
It's cool. You can say that we are nothing, but you know the truth. And guess I'm the fool. With her arms out like an angel through the bars somewhere.
I can't play the new poops, the poop sound effect with the updated Adobe software.
Oh, you can't? That's,
no.
That's why it's not playing right now.
I'd co-sign it if you did.
Actually, I think it's kind of a banger.
And sipping.
It's fine. If you told me it was Taylor Swift, I'd go, okay.
I don't hate it. I don't hate it. It's not really my thing, but I don't hate it. I don't know if it's song of the summer category, like top 5, but okay. I guess I could see it. Coming in at number 3, I love the product. I don't know if I love the song so much. Espresso by Sabrina Carpenter.
It's the same type of song in my mind. I've heard this one. You definitely like the drink more.
I like the drink way more.
This is a great summer song.
I like the drink so much, I actually got an espresso machine for my house. Valdez, you should come over. I'll make you an espresso.
Nice.
We'll be this fancy. Is, a little.
That's the machine I gave to Valdez.
Oh, I have that. It's the Nespresso. Yeah. Those are silly. I have that.
You got one from our agent. You bought a separate one?
Here's the problem. You got it from the agent.
After you bought the other one?
I didn't think I would use it, so I gave it to my son to give to his girlfriend.
Oh.
Because she wanted it. She kind of
re-gifted it.
She kind of saw it. It's like, kind of, you know, like.
He didn't wrap it, did he?
No, there were hints that she wanted it, so I just gave it to give
this,
to her.
This is a banger boat party song. Like, if you're going out on the boat with a bunch of people.
Okay.
This is a banger.
I'm not a big boater. I mean, I would like going out on somebody else's boat. I'm pretty sure I will never own a boat. Because I see how much time my neighbor Kevin spends dealing with his boat. And I say, well, I'm too lazy to do that. I can't have my own boat. Plus, huge expense.
Jason's talked about this for years at the Atlantis.
Yeah.
The marina. The boats.
Yes.
Or yachts are insane.
Well, I'm sure they are.
I mean, they have to be worth. They're like Snyder level.
Right. Those are $100 million super yachts. Coming in at number 2, Not Like Us by Kendrick Lamar.
Certified lover boys, certified pedophiles. Wop, 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 wop. That mug. Wop, 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 wop. I'ma do my stuff. Why you trolling like a bitch? You tired? Trying to strike a chord, and it's probably A minor.
Look at Case's face.
They not like us. They not like us. They not like us.
I believe Steph Curry told LeBron, and I can't remember who else was with him. He's like, do they play any other songs?
So that is number 2 on the songs of the summer. Coming in at number 1, according to Rolling Stone.
Can you give me a clue? Can I guess? Any clues? You don't know who it is?
Oh, I can give you. I've heard.
Is it impossible for me to nail it?
I've heard the name of the artist.
Right.
The name of the song is this was a really popular fad, like pop culture item about 20 years ago. Think like hats and t-shirts. Like they were wildly popular for like a 3 to 5 year stretch, like in the early 2000s.
EB got sliced for
it. Is that close?
Yeah.
I'm close with that, right?
Yeah.
Two words.
Von Dutch.
Von Dutch.
There's a song called Von Dutch.
Von Dutch by Charlie XCX.
There's no way this song should be the song of the summer. This is Rolling Stone trying to be Rolling Stone, where they have some nubs, number 1.
Trying to be too hip.
Yes.
Too hip for the room. I think four of the five songs on that list stink.
Which is the one that you like?
I had some help by Post Malone and Morgan Wallen. That's the one that I would listen to more than I just listened to on the show. I'm sure I'm never going to listen to Espresso by Sabrina Carpenter ever again. It's just never going to happen. All right, those are your top five songs of the summer. Last and probably least, I'll try to sneak a few in here. Princess Leia's Return of the Jedi bikini sells at auction for how much money, JP?
Saw the story.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But I've forgotten exactly. I want to say
$175,000. It is the golden bikini costume she wore on the set of Return of the Jedi.
Is that when she's with Jabba the Hutt?
Yes. She's captured by Jabba the Hutt and forced into slavery. Mike Marr has no idea what we're talking about. The costume has become a cult favorite amongst Star Wars fans. So that went for $175,000. And we will throw in a last story. Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez to file for divorce after months of marital issues. That's not surprising to anyone if you've been listening to EB's entertainment page over the last few months.
I believe he bought himself a $20 million bachelor pad.
Very nice.
Think about that.
You know, he's got the money for it. Dude, live your life. Have a good time. Enjoy
I like
it.
How that was a footnote at the end of your EP. And if it was Eric, it would have been the last 20 minutes.
Look, we knew that their marriage was on the rocks for a long time, and they're officially filing for divorce. No real surprise there. When we come back, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to HF Festival at Nationals Park. So keep listening for your chance to win, because it's coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.